This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan, Curtis, and, you know, we may be enjoying the weather we're having at the moment, but so are the bugs and pests in our gardens. I'm joined this morning by Jenny Dillon, gardening editor with Better Homes and Gardens magazine. How are you this morning, Jenny?
I'm good, thank you.
So I've noticed there are a lot more bugs around at the moment. Is it the season?
Yes, it is really. Spring, summer and autumn are the season for bugs. That's when, although of course they're there all year round, but it's just that our plants are much more active now. You know, they're producing leaves, they're producing flowers, they're producing fruit. So that's when the hungry creatures come out.
Right. So what should we be thinking about to protect our gardens from pests?
Well, pests usually attack only really young plants while they're still vulnerable, before they've built up their strength and everything. But they can also go after older plants if they have been weakened. I mean, if you've put them in the wrong spot, if they like sunshine and they're getting too much shade, or they like shade and they're getting too much sun, that weakens the plant, and then that makes them prey to these sorts of pests. But another thing is, people just don't understand. You know, they get a handyman to come around and do a few things, and then he'll dump all his rubbish in the garden without even thinking. He'll just think, oh, it's just dirt or whatever. But it could be cement or mortar that he's used to sort of render a little brick wall or something. And that really unbalances the soil pH, and that can greatly weaken the plant. And then, of course, without you knowing it, all the bugs are there.
Right. So you've got to play to your plant's strengths then. It'll give them the best chance.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And so what kind of bugs should we be careful of the most?
Well, at the moment, if you've got any citrus trees, they are the ones that are most vulnerable this time of the month. Now, there's something called the citrus leaf miner, and it's the larvae of a small moth, and it tunnels into the leaves of all citrus trees, and it then creates a little sort of silvery trail as it goes through the leaf, and then when it's ready to pupate, it curls the edges of the leaves over to make itself a nice little sort of snug there. And this distortion can stunt growth, and you'll find that you just don't have the great yield of fruit that you had been expecting.
Right. And well, I guess so that's for citrus, but what if we don't have a citrus plant? What other risks are there with pests?
Oh, well, if you've got, just snails and slugs, they are out and about every night. And if you've had any rain, they'll come out during the daytime as well. And they'll eat the leaves of most plants, especially seedlings. And what you've got to do there is you've got to sort of wander around the garden and check out all the little dark hiding spots, such as empty pots, little wood piles, tall weeds along fences, and just if you can bear it, pick them up and give them a flick or squash. Otherwise, where you've got areas that you think are going to be potential feeding spots, like, for example, you've put in a new row of lettuces, surround the soil or cover the soil with things like crushed eggshells or fine gravel or lime, wood ash, coffee grounds, all those sorts of things. They make it really difficult for the slugs and snails to crawl over, so they'll stay away from your nice new lettuce leaves.
Right. Well, I mean, I thought if you give them coffee grounds, it would only make them more hyperactive.
No. Only you and me.
And so are there any special tricks then, like that's for snails, but just in general to give our plants the best chance?
The best thing to do is to try and keep them healthy right from the get-go. Make sure that their aspect is correct, and by that I mean they're getting the right amount of sunshine or shade. Make sure the soil is the right soil for the plant, if you've got a clay soil, which you don't have much in down your area, but if you've got a clay soil, a lot of trees and plants can't survive in that clay soil. It's nutrient rich, but it holds moisture too much, and it can cause roots to rot. Another thing is the pH level of your soil, and also feeding and watering appropriately. You know, quite often we only water the foliage. That's really bad. You should always water the soil, because watering the foliage of plants attracts diseases, and we can go into diseases another time.
Hmm. And of course, the one bug, the insect you don't want to scare away from your garden would be bees.
Bees and ladybirds, they're the best ones. Yes, bees.
Hmm. Well, Jenny, thank you so much for joining me this morning, and hopefully everyone out there keeps their plants nice and healthy.
Great. Thank you very much.
That was Jenny Dillon, gardening editor with Better Homes and Gardens magazine on your Classic It's Breakfast.